This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. KL Pooch Resort and Rescue's annual fundraiser is happening this Sunday, the 22nd of July, and is set to be even bigger than the last. And I find out what's in store from co-founder Shannon Lam. Welcome, Shannon. How are you today?
I'm really good, Juliet. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure. So we caught up last year, but maybe you can just remind folks, you know, about the work that you do through KL Pooch Resort and Rescue.
Wow, a year?
Almost a year. Almost. Man. Almost. September it was.
How things change over a year, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a roller coaster year, I must say, because we've been trying to get this huge project ready. Just for you folks that don't know, KL Pooch Resort and Rescue is a non-profit organization, and we have two different, focuses. Number one is, of course, the rescue and rehabilitation of street dogs, primarily street dogs that have been involved in emergency situations like vehicle accidents, abuse, and so on. And really what we're pushing is our dog resort, because that's our primary source of funding. So we've got two different streams there. Mm-hmm. So the income comes from boarding people's dogs when they're away, from grooming, from swimming, and all that other fun stuff that we like to do. But every single cent that people spend goes back towards the rescued dogs.
Okay, and I must give my testimonial here. I sent my three fat dogs to you over the...
I hope they're not listening to this. They'd be very hurt.
My three lovely dogs to you. Yeah. And I mean, they came back, you know, I had nothing to worry about. And that was, you know, to me, you know, I never travel a lot. Or we can't travel as a family because, you know, finding somewhere that will take these three big dogs together.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and so that was really, you know, you gave us a good family holiday. So thank you for that.
Oh, no problems. Our pleasure. We'd love to see them back. And I suppose it's good for people as well to know that their beloved pets aren't going to be stacked one on top of the other in
exactly
cages for the rest of the time.
And they get, and, you know, you walk them, you take them on, you know, they get run around time.
They went swimming.
They went swimming.
Yeah.
I sent them for grooming, which I've never done. But anyway, so you've been doing this since 2011. And I know it's mostly self-funded, but also with the support of friends and family and out the public as well.
Yes. So we do have regular donors that help us out if we don't hit our marks, you know, every month. And of course, we've had a lot of fantastic donors to this great project that we're almost about to complete. And it's been a year and a half in the making, which is our new resort that has been operating and is now functional from June 1st. Was our first boarding client that came in.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And now we're sort of tidying everything up. We're looking to do some landscaping, just some cleanup, and we're also looking on working on our public recreation areas so that when we're finished with those, people can bring their dogs and use the swimming pools, not just the boarders, but, you know, everyone can come throughout the week. And our barbecue areas, there's going to be a dog-friendly cafe. So we look forward to bringing that to the public very soon.
Okay. And where is this space, for those who don't know?
In Kelumpong, which is in the middle of Tanjung Malim mm-hmm. and Kuala Kubu Baru.
Okay. All
right. It sounds like a very far destination for most people. Like, the reaction that I get from a lot of people is, whoa, that's far. But if you think about it, it is 75 to 80 kilometers from the city center, mm-hmm. but it's highway all the way, so it takes you about an hour. It's a really pleasant drive, and when you're there, like, I just can't describe the feeling. When I'm there, in my wildest dreams, I couldn't imagine being in awe of it the way that I am. And it's not just because of what any one person has created, but what the community has done in supporting us and believing in our vision. And we've now got a center when you stand on top of the hill, and the view is phenomenal. The dogs love it. There's so much space. The air and the breeze is fresh. It's crazy. It's good.
And you've kind of moved all the rescues. You've kind of moved them there already.
Yeah, we have 204 rescued dogs.
I don't know how you guys do it.
204 that have all moved there. And of course, we've got, I think we've got, 40 kennels. So some smaller ones. And when I say smaller, I'm talking about 6 to 12 foot is mm-hmm. now our smallest kennel.
Wow.
And every kennel has its own ensuite toilet, like a pebble area for the dogs to relieve themselves whenever they want. And our big kennels are massive. They're something like 20 foot long. Mm-hmm. So it's like an actual room
okay.
for a dog, yeah.
And what you said is not fully open yet. It is open, but what's still in progress, I guess? What's the work in progress?
We are fully operational for people that want to do boarding. And we use a swimming pool to stimulate our boarders while they're here. And we're also open to adopters, of course. But the public recreation areas are what we're working on and what we still need funding to finish. So if you're out there and you want to visit and you can't wait to use our pool, get on the Fundly website and donate, please.
Okay. And just remind people what your policy is on volunteers.
We have one major volunteer day a month, which is a dog washing day. And that's open to experienced people. And you don't have to be a dog washing expert, but you've got to be confident in handling medium to large dogs because that's the size that most of our dogs are. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get on that list, you can message us on 016-233-3647 and we'll put you on a volunteer chat. And off and on, we'll have special events like the one coming up in less than 2 weeks.
Yep.
In which we'll call on volunteers to assist as well.
Okay, and so that event, of course, is the Pooches in the Park.
Pooches 2018, you got it right. We're back for the second year. Last year was such a major success. We didn't intend on doing it annually, but everyone asked for it. We got amazing feedback, and we had great fun throwing it. So here we are, back again.
And what happens at Pooches in the Park?
Pooches in the Park is 100% non-profit fundraiser. Where vendors who, sell food, they might sell children's products, pet accessories, human skincare, anything that we believe is a quality, locally made product. So we're now opening this to commercial businesses, like huge manufacturers of kibble, anything like that. This is for locally sourced artisans and, people that are really small business owners to come and expose their brands to the public and sell their goods for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
So every single cent that is made over and beyond their cost for the day, they are donating back to our charity.
Okay.
Yeah, apart from that, it's so much more than just an outdoor market. It's really an opportunity for families and pets to come together in an outdoor environment, which is so rare, I find, here in Malaysia, that people get the chance to do that. And this year, we've got a really special partner in the Vital Years Early English Literacy Center.
Okay.
And they specialize in teaching kids English from the ages of 2 to 10. And it's a completely natural pathway to reading. So they really align with our ethos, I would say, because we're all about bringing dogs up naturally. So when feeding them natural products and a holistic healthcare approach. So we found them the perfect partner. And because they're crazy about kids and we're crazy about dogs, we thought we'd bring the two together. They're sponsoring the stage area for us in which we're holding kids contests. You can win some phenomenal prizes there. And they're also sponsoring like this really groovy inflatable climbing wall obstacle type thing, which I think the kids are going to go mad for. And they're giving us all that for the day. So we really want to encourage people to bring your kids along and let them experience this organic, wholesome experience. Like get them away from the TVs and the iPads and the iPhones and, get them with animals in an outdoor setting. And it's just going to encourage them to be more active and healthy.
Okay. All right. And pooches, of course, are welcome.
Yes, definitely. Please leash your pooch. Mm-hmm. And if you are part of our VIP area, though, which tickets are available to that as well, you get an off-leash area, especially for your pooch.
Okay, all right. And I guess for the general public, is there sort of like a fee that they need to pay to come, or is it just come and spend as you're there, those sorts of things?
Yeah, please come with cash prepared. It is a cash-only event, and, there's no entry fee whatsoever. There will be entry fees to the Wet and Wild, mm-hmm. which is the inflatable castle and swimming pools. And we are trying to encourage people to get a VIP table, which is basically a donation of 1,000 ringgit gets you seating for four, a full buffet spread, unlimited drinks, free entry to the Wet and Wild, and you even get a free shoulder and neck massage from a qualified physiotherapist on
wow.
the day. We reserve a car space for you as well at Central Park Car Park, right adjacent to where the event is. So you don't even have to worry about stressing out, trying to find a car space when you come in. You get free entry to the Wet and Wild area for your kids, your pooch and yourself.
Okay. All right. And how does someone actually book that table? How do they need to get in touch with you in advance?
Absolutely. Please. I think we only have a couple of tables left. In fact, we were sold out this morning, but we've decided to extend the space a little so we can squeeze a couple more tables in.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can message us on 016-233-3647 or messages on our Facebook page, KL Pooch Resort and Rescue.
Okay, all right. Are there going to be lots of things on sale as well? For the dogs, I meant, sorry.
Yes, everything from pet accessories to wholesome pet treats and human food, of course. We're not going to leave our customers hungry. Some kids' toys, pre-loved stuff, something for everyone, really.
Okay, so really like a family day out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, you can even get an acupuncture session. So we've got like a holistic therapies tent with Reiki, acupuncture and animal communication going on for the day.
Wow. Okay. All right. Something for everybody. And before that, also, there is a Fundly page. I hope I said that correctly.
Yes, Fundly. F-U-N-D-L-Y. Mm-hmm.
And that's for, you know, that's for raising funds for the resort over.
Yeah. To finish our resort, we're still doing the crowdfunding thing. Thank you so much for everyone that's supported us all the way. We still need help, though. Check out the Fundly page. And anyone that needs our local account details, because on Fundly, you need a credit card. Mm-hmm. Local account details, please message us on our KL Pooch Resort and Rescue Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Shannon,
Thanks,
for joining
Julia.
Me today. If you'd like to find out more, you can always go to the KLPR website, which is klpoochresortandrescue.org, or follow them on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.